This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Community advocates and state officials have banded together to speak out against a U.S. Supreme Court decision that now allows creative businesses to turn down customers based on what the customer may want them to say. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The case behind Friday's 6-3 decision started in Colorado with a Littleton website design company that didn't want to create wedding websites for same-sex couples. The Supreme Court agreed, saying the government can't compel someone to create something they don't believe in. Shara Smith of the Interfaith Alliance says the decision is not just harmful for LGBTQ populations.
It's also bad for people of color, for immigrants, for marginalized groups, for all of us, because this decision allows businesses to use free speech in order to turn away customers they would rather not serve.
State officials say they'll begin watching to make sure businesses don't use this ruling as an excuse to discriminate. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado now has the most generous electric vehicle rebates in the country. Over the weekend, the state's tax rebate went from $2,000 to $5,000. And starting next year, it'll kick in an extra $2,500 for cars that cost less than $3,500. That's to help lower-income residents purchase vehicles. The rebates can be combined with federal discounts as well. Governor Jerry Polis signed the expanded discount into law earlier this year. He set a goal to put about 1 million EVs on the road by 2030. Officials around the state are reminding Coloradans that pets can become scared during the 4th of July celebrations. Pet owners are advised to not take their furry friends to parades and firework displays. Pets should not be left unattended outdoors or in cars due to increasing temperatures. Instead, keep pets at home in a safe, quiet area away from fragile items indoors during the 4th of July. This is CPR News, and if you want to learn where you can see some 4th of July fireworks or drone shows or more in your community, come to CPR.org.